Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, as we have moved along in our study of Galatians in chapter 2, we've come to a section that I think is helpful in all of us finding our role in Christ's kingdom. On the broadcast yesterday, we showed how that Christ equips his servants for their intended assignments. And today I want to show you how that Christ assigns his servants to their intended locations. Christ equips his servants for their intended assignments. He gives each of his servants exactly the gifts and abilities that he wants them to have for the assignment that he wants them to perform, but not only a particular area of service, preaching, teaching, as opposed to serving in other ways, for example, but Christ assigns his servants to their intended locations. Now again, let me read Galatians 2, 7 through 9. Paul says, "But on the contrary, when they saw," that is Peter and John, and James, "but when they saw that the gospel for the uncircumcised had been committed to me as the gospel for the circumcised was to Peter, for he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcised." I hope you understand that this is not only directing them to different people groups, you might say, Jews as opposed to Gentiles, but also to differing locations. If you're going to minister to the circumcised, where are you going to go? Jerusalem, Judea, primarily. There are circumcised Jews scattered throughout the world, as we know, and Paul always took note of that. In fact, he even directed his ministry to them first, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And so when he went into a new city, he always looked for the Jews first. He always went to a synagogue if there was one. If there wasn't one, he found where the Jews, in too small a number to have a synagogue, might be worshiping. And he started there. And he always did that. But his primary mission was to the Gentiles. And he went to the Gentiles after going to the Jews, but it was almost like he was getting to the Gentiles by way of the Jews, kind of an interesting concept. But for Paul to be the apostle to the Gentiles, he had to get away from Judea, from Jerusalem, Judea, from Israel, from the place where everybody nearly was a Jew. How's he going to be an apostle to the Gentiles if he stays in Jerusalem? How is Peter going to be the apostle to the Jews, that is to the circumcised, if he's out preaching the gospel in Spain, as Paul eventually did, or at least wanted to do? We think he may have gotten there, we're not sure. You see, so location is very much in mind here. So Christ assigns his servants their intended locations. Not only the people that he wants them to serve, and not only the type of ministry, the role, the sphere of service that Christ has in mind. He equips us with the right gifts for that, but also the places he wants us to go to. God assigns the places as well as the gifts and the roles. God made Peter an apostle. God made Paul an apostle. Now, that was a role that was the same, the role of apostle. But God wanted Peter to exercise his apostleship to the Jews primarily. God wanted Paul to exercise his apostleship to the Gentiles primarily. And so God assigned his servants their intended locations according to his sovereign plan. according to where he wanted them to go. Now let me insert a caution here. Be careful how you appeal for Christian workers based upon the proportion of workers. I have heard missionary appeals that go something like this. Surely, brothers and sisters, you recognize that there's something wrong with this scene when 90% of the gospel workers are in the United States of America ministering to 10% of the Christians, and the other 10% of the gospel workers are outside the United States trying to minister to the rest of the world. Now, I have no way of confirming and double-checking those statistics. I rather suspect, and it's been a while since I've heard those, but I rather suspect that those are very outdated and are very wrong. I think there are far more gospel workers than that outside the United States. But no matter what the proportion is, it's obvious that in some respects it might look a little lopsided. It might look like there are too many preachers in America and not enough in, you name the place, someplace outside of America. But you might have said the same thing in Paul's day. Too many preachers in Jerusalem, not enough out among the Gentiles. Peter, you should be preaching to the Gentiles. John, you should be preaching to the Gentiles. There's lots more Gentiles out there, and we don't have enough workers out there reaching them. We've got enough in Jerusalem. We've got enough preaching to the Jews. We don't have enough preaching to the Gentiles. But you see, God assigns his servants to their intended locations. That's not your job. That's his. Have you ever thought of it that way? The places that God's servants go to are assigned by Christ as much as the roles that they are to fill and the abilities and talents which they have to fill that task. In so many areas of Christian service, we go too far. Instead of going only as far as the Bible allows, we want to go that far and farther too. That's a problem in our methods of evangelism. Instead of simply giving the gospel and urging people to trust in Christ, we feel that we have to go a little bit farther and persuade them mightily and twist their arms and get them to do something, get them to walk an aisle, get them to pray a prayer. Whoa! Where do you find Christ and the apostles doing that? I say, yoo-hoo, where do you find Christ or any of the apostles and preachers in the New Testament doing that? Pray tell me, show it to me. It's not there. Do we really think that we are so wise that we have come up with some methods that are superior to those of Christ and the apostles? That we're really smarter than they are? That we're wiser than they are? That we have come up with things that if they had only known, they could have been more effective? That's almost blasphemous, isn't it? No, the problem is that we have this Adamic tendency to take the assignment that's given to us and as well as assignments that have been given to the Holy Spirit of God. And we're going to do both jobs, and we end up not doing any of them properly. So once again, Christ assigns his servants to their intended locations. And we see that in this passage. Verse 7 again. But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel for the circumcised had been committed to me, as the gospel for the uncircumcised had been committed to me, Paul, as the gospel for the circumcised was to Peter. They perceived that. They saw that in verse 7. When they saw, verse 7. Verse 9. When they perceived, when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived. In other words, these calls upon Peter as to the circumcised and Paul to the uncircumcised, these were things that were not only known to the individuals, that God had called them and had assigned them to these particular locations, But there were things that other people could perceive as well if they would pay attention. They could detect the plan and the purpose of God, the intentions of God. You see that same thing in Acts chapter 13. Now, in the church that was at Antioch were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work which I have called, for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed, and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So, being sent out by the Holy Ghost, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. Now, you see, that which the Holy Ghost, that is the Holy Spirit of God, did in separating Barnabas and Saul and sending them out to missionary service was something which the church could perceive. They could see it. They could perceive it. They could recognize it. And so, in one sense, it can be said that the church in Antioch sent out Paul and Barnabas as missionaries. In another sense, it can be said that the Holy Spirit sent out Paul and Barnabas as missionaries. And both statements would be absolutely true. What God was doing, the church recognized. And they cooperated with. And they supported. And they agreed to. And they sanctioned that which God was doing and that which God made known. We don't read that the Holy Spirit said, "There are too many Christians and preachers in Antioch. We need 10 volunteers. We need 100 volunteers to go with the gospel. This is a desperate situation. We need a whole lot more." Well, in the first place, there really weren't any volunteers here. Paul and Barnabas didn't volunteer. They weren't looking for a new assignment. They weren't looking for another place to serve. But the Holy Spirit commandeered them. The Holy Spirit took hold of them. The Holy Spirit said, "Separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the task that I have called them to." I have called Barnabas and Saul. I'm sending them out. And at this time, I'm only sending Barnabas and Saul out. Now, in our way of thinking, there should have been a whole lot more going. But at this time, it was God's will that two go. No more, no less. For the two that God wanted to go, to fail to go, would have been an affront to God and a failure to obey the will of God. But for more to go than the Holy Spirit had called would also be an affront to the sovereignty of God. That's not our job. We really don't pay close attention to the Bible. We get little snatches of it, little parts of it, and then we run with those and pay very little attention to some other things that we should be paying more attention to. And what we need to see here is that Christ not only equips his servants for their intended assignments, but he also assigns his servants to their intended locations. I'm confident that I'm in Burlington, North Carolina, because that's where God wanted me. God prepared me for this assignment, and God sent me to this location. I'm where God wanted me to go. God didn't want me in Africa. God didn't want me in the Philippines. God didn't want me in South America. God wanted me in Burlington, North Carolina, and here I am. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.